Salvador's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hakala with the morning team. We'll get back to more of your responses in our annual Thanksgiving poll. Text line 781-837-4900 is our text line, 781-837-4900. I am Rob. Our special guest co-host is Carrie Carafoli, and it's time now, Carrie, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell at AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Carrie.
All right. So this is a topic she's fascinated with. Who should decide if you're old enough online? And this has always been an issue when it comes to the internet. Age restrictions, right, David?
Exactly. And now, of late, it's become more of an issue for some of the, let's call them the adult websites, because since the UK and many of the states in our country have enabled online safety acts, their traffic has dropped 70 to 80%. So
wow.
They're not making the money they used to make,
Uh-oh.
Which I think is good, but
yep.
They're not happy.
No, they're not happy. They're about trying to make the money. And so, yeah, how did it all start out? Because I was wondering, too, this I guess you're going to get into more about, you know, the question about, you know, the future of the internet. How does this work? Who decides? And also, does it depend on where you are?
Well, if they get this done the way they're intending to, and that is making Microsoft, Apple, and Google responsible for verifying age, then it's going to be device-based, so that when you sit in front of your device, whether it's a iPhone or cell phone or computer, you'll have to log into that computer with, in fact, a facial recognition type application. So it knows that it's you sitting there.
Okay, so face is the way to do it?
That's really the only way. Think about how many kids don't have their own phones,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to sit in front of mom and dad's computer.
Yes.
Okay. So if they log in like mom and dad, then they've got full access like mom and dad would have.
Yeah.
Right.
And a lot of kids, probably they're very smart when it comes to technology. I imagine they're probably, I know it's happened before, the kids know
kids
the passwords.
Are more technologically savvy.
Yeah.
And they can also lie if they're going to set up a profile on Facebook or any, you have to put your age in, you can simply lie. If you're a kid.
Yeah, that's been the problem. But
yeah.
Up until now, it's been, are you 18? Checkbox, yes or no?
Yeah. So if you want to
no
do
verification.
You're gonna check yes, and then you put it in, and then there's no other
checks and balances
hurdle
yeah.
to go through. Or so, yeah, you just check the box, and anybody can check the box. Okay. So the only way, I guess, would be the facial recognition, because I suppose you can't have people really entering social security numbers. I suppose that probably wouldn't be a safe thing.
No.
Yeah, well, if you're going to do a device or a document, it has to be a government-issued document. I'm not so sure a Social Security card is considered that powerful any longer.
Mm, yeah, I guess you're right.
True.
You could make that yourself on a color printer.
Yeah.
So it's going to have to be something a little bit more powerful and help to identify the person sitting behind that keyboard.
All right, so now would they just have like a picture? I mean, I guess, I imagine it's pretty good, right? You can't just hold like a picture up of your mom or something like that.
No, but, you know, I'm curious to see where you go with this, because as a parent,
yeah.
That's great that it's going to be a line of defense for your child to be able to get on these sites using facial recognition. But then the opposite side of that is your kid's face is in a database. I'm presuming,
that's,
right?
There you go.
Yeah.
That was the next thing. You have to be careful. The government takes more and more information on us all the time. They store it somewhere that they tell us is going to be secure, but we all know that that is not the case.
No.
Nothing is secure any longer. So how much information will you have to give on your child to allow them to use websites based on their age? And the age group is going to be up to 13, and then 13 to 18,
yeah.
and then 18 up to Rob's age, which is...
I know. I know. I have to. Eventually, I age out of those ranges, you know. That's always the toughest thing, right, when you're not in that, you know, whatever, to 49. Okay, so... And Carrie, this is good, because I imagine one of the challenges for you, you had three kids, right?
Three kids, yeah.
And is the challenges of protecting them online. That must have been a nightmare, because, you know, they're always going to try to get online. You don't know what they're doing or what they're looking at. And so, but I, on the other hand, would you be comfortable as a parent, I guess, to have your kids' pictures somewhere? No.
Right, I mean, that's the controversy. I would...
How do you keep...
That's tough.
What is the best... Is there another way, David? I don't know. I guess this is the issue, right?
Yeah, I wish there was. I wish I had the idea so I could get rich on this.
Yeah.
I haven't answered this yet. But the only thing that we can see right now is going to be facial recognition in some manner, and you're going to have... Let's say, for instance, you take a selfie, and that's what you upload to the document holding center. And then when you go online, it matches that selfie against your current face when you use facial recognition. It's the only way it can really work to protect everybody. I don't think there's anything else that we can do.
No, I agree. That is because you can just check that over 18 box, or you can simply just lie about your age. But I feel like we're moving in this direction anyway. You know, when you go to the airport now, everything's going to be facial recognition soon. I actually think I saw that Amazon wants to move your payment method to facial recognition.
Yeah, to protect you from scammers.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep. Interesting. Okay. Well, so I guess that will be the way, and then... The internet will have rules, I guess, on where you can go as a kid. You know, is it 14, 16, 18 for stuff, I guess? Who decides that, and does it matter what country you're in, David?
It does, because in other countries, they're already using the same solution that the UK is using. I talk about the UK all the time, the GDPR, and they have their own online safety act right now, and they're the ones that have caused... or begin to cause so many problems for online services, if you want to call them that, because they're enforcing it. They, for some reason, and I'm not unhappy with them at all, they are at the forefront of safety, internet safety, worldwide. So I wish that the U.S. would kind of catch up.
Yeah, we're, as usual, behind on this. Okay. Well, who should decide if you're old enough online, and how does it work, and logging on and being able to recognize and validate your age? David Snell's got the latest on this article and some links. And, David, where do people go to read more?
People should go to xsmartit.com and click on my blog link. And thank you, Terry, for your help this morning.
Yeah, of course.
Great. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Carapoli. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Pam and everyone else in the whole family, David.
Thanks. You guys too. Bye-bye now.
Bye, David. That's David Snell at Act Smart IT in Wareham. Act Smart IT in Wareham. He joins us every week at this time on WATD.